Welcome to the Cure to Cancer Summit, your source for the most up-to-date breakthroughs in integrative and alternative approaches. Join us as the world's leading experts reveal the most promising solutions and possibilities. Cancer is so common, it affects one in two of us. Share this vital information with your family and friends, and let's restore hope and health. And now, Gene Swann, founder and host of thewisdomshow.com, and your host of the Cure to Cancer Summit.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. As we consider integrative approaches to cancer, we're being joined this hour by someone known internationally as the voice of alternative medicine. Burton Goldberg has spent more than 30 years researching holistic and integrative medicine. He's written 18 books and created 5 films, including Cancer Conquest. Burton is not a doctor. He's a passionate researcher who has dedicated his life to finding the answer to cancer. So welcome, Burton. It is really nice to have you here to share your contributions in the field of alternative medicine.
Thank you. It's an honor to be with you.
And Burton, you became internationally known in 1994 when your book, Alternative Medicine, The Definitive Guide, was published. It's considered the Bible of alternative medicine by many practitioners, and it was a huge undertaking. Why did you decide to write that book?
Because it was needed. I put the entire school of alternative medicine under one roof, and I had a staff of writers contact 350 of the most notable physicians who practice alternative and integrative medicine in the world. And we put together various health conditions and what the therapies that comprise alternative medicine would do to put these situations in remission, or somewhat use a cure.
Right. So what is it that did you feel that there wasn't enough information out there? I know you personally had cancer twice yourself. How did that fall into you ending up taking this path of educating people?
No, I took this path before I had cancer. I got into alternative medicine about 45 years ago when my friend's daughter, at the age of 19, slit her wrist. And it was a holistic physician in California who discovered this young 19-year-old was hypoglycemic, simply a blood sugar imbalance. And when he treated her with diet and nutrition, this young girl got well from mental illness. And so I start looking at heart disease and cancer and other conditions, and I realized that there was a whole school out there that was being castigated by conventional medicine, and that these systems would go to the cause of the problem, remove the cause, and the body would heal. You know, in the Bible, remove the thorn and God will heal. Well, that's the dictum of alternative and integrative medicine. It is totally different than conventional medicine, whether it be mental health or cancer.
So outline that for us, if you would. I know that conventional medicine doesn't really deal with nutrition and also the immune system. So what do you find to be the differences, and why does integrative medicine and alternative approaches, why are they so much more powerful, and why have you seen more results with those?
I have seen the results, and they're astounding. And the reason is that conventional medicine pays no attention to what caused the problem in the first place. You must go to the cause. For instance, in cancer, you ask an oncologist what causes cancer. They say cigarette smoking, the sun, and then we don't know. Well, our doctors know, and it's individual. You have to take the person who has the cancer, not cancer, because all cancers can be caused by different causations, plastics, bisphenol A, lack of nutrition, and the difference between conventional cancer treatment and integrative or alternative is worlds apart. I mean, it's unbelievable how they can spend billions of dollars a year and still not know how to reverse cancer, and how most oncologists starve the patient. And they have nothing for cachexia, the wasting away of cancer patients. Well, we in alternative medicine do. Because the one product that will work, for instance, hydrazine sulfate, has been castigated by conventional researchers. They have phonied up their testing. For instance, Sloan Kettering did testing on hydrazine sulfate and intentionally scuttled the results by giving the patients the wrong amount and allowing the patients to have certain products that negated the efficacy of hydrazine sulfate. So there's a whole cabal out there that it's alternative medicine.
Now, hydrazine sulfate, can you tell us more about that for people interested in learning? Is that a therapy that you've seen that works really well for cancer?
Absolutely. I have a written, for instance, it works on brain cancer. It works on cachexia, wasting away. It's very, very inexpensive, and yet, and it's a rocket fuel, inexpensive, and yet the government requires a prescription for it. Most doctors in this country don't know about it and don't use it. But just Google hydrazine sulfate, or you can go online at theburtongoldberg.com, and I've done a story on sahydrin, which is a Russian term for it, showing how effective it is for brain cancers, as well as wasting away.
There are other therapies that I know that you have said are very, very helpful for people. One is poly-MVA. Can you tell us about that?
Well, poly-MVA is one product that has some efficacy, and I've seen some good results with it. But the main thing is, first of all, what causes cancer? We must get rid of the causes. And we know what causes cancer, and yet the FDA and the EPA will not cooperate and take these deadly products out of the market. For instance, bisphenol A, BPA, is a product that's in all plastics as well as the lining of all cans. Harvard just did a study on the body burden of BPA in an individual who ate a can of soup. All cans are lined with BPA, except maybe a handful. I buy fish from Vital Choice because there's no BPA in their cans. So they gave him Progresso Minestrone. This is a Harvard study. And after 1 week, the BPA body burden in this human being went up over 1,100% just from eating one can of soup. So eating cans or drinking water or sodas in cans is a no-no because BPA goes into the body. It affects breast cancer and affects prostate cancer. It makes the breast tissue heavy and the prostate tissue heavy. Then it disappears. But that's one of the major causes of breast cancer and prostate cancer. And yet the FDA knows this, but because of the crooked government that we have, and it's not Democrat or Republican, they're both no good. This president is no different than the two before him. They put people in charge of the FDA who represent industry, and they're more interested in protecting industry than humanity of our citizens. And until we take back our government from corporations, we're pretty much dead ducks because these agencies are not performing in our benefit to take these deadly products out of society, air, food, and water. And until we do, we're in bad shape.
It is a big question, but what are your thoughts on how we could take back the government from corporations?
Campaign reform. Until we have campaign reform, it'll be a cold day in hell when we have that. I really don't see that the government will change because it's dysfunctional. And it's dysfunctional and it's crooked. In other words, these agencies are bought and they're staffed by people who protect the industry rather than the public, so that you have to be aware, and that's the purpose of this radio show, to understand how to avoid the pitfalls that cause cancer. Now, look, I am 87 years old. I was in the Second World War in the Navy. When my father was born in 1900, one in 33 Americans had cancer of any kind, shape, or form. Today, every other man and every other woman will have cancer in their life. Now, there's something rotten in Denmark, and nobody talks about it. Let me show you the disconnect between conventional medicine and alternative and integrative. When you do a PET scan, the oncologist gives the patient an intravenous shot of sugar, insulin. The sugar carries a radiologic molecule into the cancer cell, so it shows up on the X-ray. That's a PET scan. And that's very important. Yet, the doctor knows that sugar will carry, as a Trojan horse, the radiologic material in. Yet, the oncologist never tells the patient not to eat sugar. When a cancer patient eats sugar, it's no different than putting gasoline on a fire. Look at that disconnect. How many people go to the hospital and they feed them white bread? The only bread that a cancer patient should eat is Ezekiel bread, because Ezekiel is sprouted and doesn't turn to sugar. So, and they'll give them Jell-O, which is like 40, 50, 60% sugar. So there's a tremendous disconnect, and yet they spend billions of dollars and waste it and getting no further down the line, where our doctors believe in feeding the body. So that, because it's your immune system that will save you. And yet conventional medicine says, well, if you feed the body, it will not make the chemotherapy work. Now, let's look at chemotherapy. When I did my first book, I'm in the book of Suzanne Summers called Knockout. And when Suzanne had her first cancer, she bought my book. I know, because she went on Larry King, and he said, "What are you doing for your? I didn't know you had cancer." She said, "I'm doing a. I read a book by Burton Goldberg. Every one of my books sold out. It was called Alternative Medicine: Definitive Guide to Cancer." I finished it in 1995, and it did very, very well, and helped a lot of people. At that time, I didn't believe in chemotherapy. I now believe in chemotherapy because I learned this in Germany from my mentor, Albert Scheller, who was a Bavarian cancer physician, best in the world. And after the Genome Project, he designed a test where you send the blood to Germany or to Greece. There's two places that do this. And they'll tell the doctor which chemotherapeutic agent will work on their cancer. You know the famous stories, we got it all? Nonsense. The minute you put a needle into cancer, the minute you put a knife into cancer, it spreads. And the chemo that works on the primary will not work on the circulating tumor cells, the ones that come back, the ones that metastasize and go to the lung and the liver and the brain and the kidney. And so, like John Wayne had cancer, 12 years later he died of it. It came back, because although they put somewhat in remission, they didn't really get the circulating tumor cells. And I have a documentary that I did called Cancer Conquest that you mentioned. It can be gotten from my website, burtongoldberg.com. Cancer Conquest shows the story of how our doctors can use chemotherapy completely different. And it's never the cookbook. You know, in conventional medicine, one size shoe fits all. But in integrative medicine, we want to know what will target. This is real, true science. And until the Genome Project, this was not possible. So you send your blood to Germany, and 10 days later, they tell the doctor which chemotherapeutic agent, and then the doctor can use low-dose chemo, something like 10%, 12%, 15% max, so you don't have the violent side effects, the vomiting. But you're targeting the circulating tumor cells so you can clean them up, and you will not have cancer come back. And this is available today and yet ignored by the entire cancer community except a few marvelous physicians who practice integrative cancer treatment. And that's what I do. I guide people to where they can go and who can take care of them. And in the causes of cancer, you must pay attention to dentistry. In my DVD, Cancer Conquest, we talk about the importance of dentistry. As much as 50%, as much as, in the remission of cancer, can be in the oral cavity. It can be root canals that go bad. It can be cavitations, infections under the gum. It could be the silver filling. And that silver filling, once they come out of the mouth properly, you have to go to a biologic dentist. You can't use regular dentists because they're ignorant. They're still putting in silver fillings today, which are 50, 52% mercury. And mercury is one of the major causes of cancer. You even have to use chiropractic. I have a doctor up in Montreal who told me that all of his breast cancer patients, the thoracic 5, 6, and 7 may be out. So and you have to pay attention to chiropractic. So not only dentistry, but chiropractic. And then the main thing is to drain the swamp. And what does that mean? Get rid of the poisons in the body. Do hair analysis. Do blood, urine, feces. Challenge the body. Find out what poisons and toxins and remove them. Because that's what deprecates the immune system and overwhelms the immune system and allows cancer to take hold. And it's almost impossible to avoid this. That's why food today is so much different than it was in the 50s and 70s. And these are government studies. Some of the in broccoli, you may find it 30 to 70% less nutrition unless you buy organic. And that's why it's so important to budget organic food and drink pure water. So you see, it's important to prevent cancer. You do the best you can. For instance, don't use a microwave oven. Microwaves cause cancer. There's higher rates of, for instance, if you use a microwave oven, it destroys the food. They did a study in Switzerland. Cooked food, raw food, and microwave food. And it was done in a hospital. The cooked food came out best, and slightly below was raw food. That was unusual. But the microwave food came in disastrously low, and everyone uses a microwave. After all, you can buy them for $100. And it's fast, but it destroys the food. And if you want to know how dangerous they are, take your cell phone, put it in the microwave oven, close the door, and call it from the hard line. If it rings, that oven is pervious. Those microwaves went in. When you run it in the kitchen, it's bathing you in radar. That's what microwaves are. When I was a boy, it was called, you know, and after the Second World War and they came about, the microwave ovens were called radar ranges. And radar, when pointed at you, is deadly. So we have a very toxic world that we live in. And it is up to us to detoxify, drain the swamp, get rid of all the poisons, see that your immune system is tip-top. And then regeneration. your body can be regenerated. I'm a good example of it. I'm 87. I have tremendous energy. Everything works. And I pay a lot of attention to stem cells. I've been on stem cells for 45 years, every kind you can think of.
Yes, you are an amazing example. You look 30 years younger. You have energy that is stronger than most people half your age. So, yes, absolutely. All you've learned and all you're doing are contributing to great health for you. So you are an example of how this awareness and implementing natural ways of living can be done. You've just covered so many things, but I want to get back to the test that shows which chemotherapy would be best for a person. What is the name of that, and why is it not available in this country? Because if they want to use chemotherapy, why not at least have people be able to see which would be best for their own bodies?
It is available, but convention, it was offered to the National Cancer Institute, and they refused it. And they told the man that invented it that if that's the case, it will revolutionize. He said, well, take it and test it. And they refused. That's why, in my opinion, the cabal that runs cancer in this country does not want to cure cancer. And that's why everyone listening, pay attention to integrative medicine. It is totally different, completely. It's 180 degrees. Our physicians feed the body. They use full body hypothermia, and that means putting you in heat. That's one of the treatments. Or they use hyperbaric oxygen. I mean, it is completely different. It's the difference of day and night. And just think, the conventional oncologist doesn't tell you, be careful what you eat. See, the object is for you to have a body that's inhospitable to the cancer cells, viruses, and bacteria. And one of the best ways of doing that is with alkalinity, creating an alkaline milieu or terrain. That means before you brush your teeth in the morning, your alkalinity on your saliva should be 7.4. That's the sweet spot. Slightly alkaline. Because viruses, bacteria, and cancer cells cannot survive in that milieu or terrain. Isn't that fascinating? And yet conventional medicine doesn't know this. And most holistic physicians don't know this. And most holistic physicians don't pay attention to the causation. I like to send all of my clients who come to me for guidance in cancer to a medical detective to find out why they had cancer in the first place. What are the poisons in them? Remove them. Remove the thorn, and God will heal.
On the subject of all of the toxins that we take in, I read that you said there was a study in Israel that found that these hormones, pesticides, and antibiotics in cows were affecting breast cancer rates in Israel. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this goes way back where the Knesset decided that there would be no hormones, antibiotics, pesticides, or herbicides in the feed of milk cows and cattle. And after that, the breast cancer rate in Israel fell down to much, much, much lower rates. And so that's one of the problems. The pesticides in the food. Drinking wine that is not organic. The pesticide. Remember, Cesar Chavez says, you're killing my grape pickers with the pesticides and herbicides. You have to have organic wine because the alcohol will drive the pesticides deeper into your tissue. Women who have two drinks of alcohol a week have 100 times more cancer than women who don't drink at all. These are statistics. And yet it's ignored. And we spend no time at all on what causes the cancer. And we must get down to that. And until we take back our government, this is not going to happen. That's why you have to educate yourself. Because it isn't a question of will you have cancer. It's a question of when. That's what's going on in this world today.
Right, and when President Nixon declared war on cancer in 1971, you've stated in your writings that we're actually worse off than we were then. So why could there be, you know, more than 30 years put into trying to fight cancer, and there are no solutions in the conventional...
There are no solutions that they know of.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Doctors, and the ones that I use, have these solutions, and we were able to have something like a 70 to 80% success rate with stage 4 cancers, depending on the patient. You know, a lot of people have mental, emotional problems, and that has to be taken care of, because when you have sadness and when you have aggravation and annoy in, within your frame, this affects the immune system. And so psychoneuroimmunology has to be paid attention to. And many, many people don't want to survive. They want to use this as a way out. So you have to discern, does a patient really want to live? And will the patient comply with what's necessary? Complying is extremely important. Knowing about it is one thing, and compliance is another.
Yeah, so if a client came to you right now with cancer, what are some of the things you would advise? I know each case is unique, but what are some of the, you've covered so many things here. It's diet, it's emotions, it's nutrition. What are some of the guidelines you give people?
I send them to a biologic dentist in their area. I send them to the right doctor for them who can handle it, and they may have to travel. But the ones that I use have enormous success with late-stage cancers. I want to send them to a medical detective to find out what caused their cancer in the first place, so these causations can be removed from the body. Again, remove the thorn, and God will heal. It's important to pray. I believe in prayer. Prayer is very, very important. But knowledge, and that's why it's important for them to educate themselves and have the special diet. Because changing the milieu, just like a farmer in soil, is essential for recovery and so that the cancer doesn't return. That's the big thing. And that's why if you want to know about BioFocus, you go on burtongoldberg.com, that's my website, and you can see the film on the internet if you want, you can have a consultation with me if you so desire. The consultations are extremely important because, see, there's many, many factors. I pay attention to microwaves and educating the people as to how to stay away from the microwaves. Microwave not only is a cooking, but the cell phone. In other words, you don't want to have a child put the cell phone to their head. No one should put the cell phone to your head, because there is definitely studies that are not financed by the phone industry, that are independent, that show that it's not only the heat, but there's non-thermal effects on the brain that cause glandular and brain cancer on the side of the head that people hold the phone. So everyone out there should use a speakerphone. Never put the phone to your head. There are some earphones that you can buy with hollow tubes, and they're worthwhile. But other than that, these microwaves can go into the brain and affect. So not only is the cooking destroy the food, but we have to have organic food, because so much of our food supply is denuded because of the modern farming techniques, not putting back the minerals in soil, knowing the vitamins and minerals that are necessary to sustain the immune system, feeding the body what the body is screaming for.
So would you recommend organic juicing? Do you recommend a meatless diet? Do you recommend it on a case-by-case basis? Basically getting back to a more natural form of eating, getting away from the processed foods and using organic vegetables.
I give the patient a diet that was designed by Dr. Bernardo, who was one of my mentors, and it has meat in it. There's certain meats you can have. You can have buffalo, goat, lamb, and deer. You can have certain fish. You can have certain potatoes. I don't believe in a vegetarian diet for most North Americans. Some, yes. I believe in metabolic typing, different strokes for different folks. But most vegetarians I know are not healthy.
Yes. Yeah,
quite often overweight.
Right, because they...
The use of... they pay no attention to the thyroid. The thyroid has to be tested. The most thyroid tests today are inaccurate. And so the testing, one of the best ways of testing thyroid is your temperature. Anything below 97.8 is hypothyroid, low thyroid. And you may need some glandulars because the most popular thyroid medication only works in about 20% of the cases. So it's important to know. I'm very much into what's called electrodermal screening, the use of quantum physics to see disease before it manifests. And that's what I have done with my cancers. I started out with bladder cancer about 10, 12 years ago and used all alternative medicine, cleaned that up. Then I had kidney cancer, and now I have a precancerous condition in my descending colon. How do I know? Because I started bleeding intermittently from my feces. And I went to this medical detective, and she said, you have a precancerous condition of descending colon. And since I've gone to her, I've not had any more bleeding.
So when you talk about electrodermal screening, you're talking about energy medicine, which even Dr. Oz has said is the future of medicine. So you're talking about something that can tell by the frequency in your energy field what is wrong, as opposed to just the physical manifestation of something, right?
That's a very good description. It's resonance, checking resonance. Everything has a resonance. Every organ in your body has a resonance. And by tapping into the body non-invasively with quantum physics, that's what it is. I didn't know it. That's what homeopathy is. Homeopathy is quantum physics, resonance, and different resonance for different situations. And I even use an electric magnetic pad, which is great for cancer. It helps oxygenate the body and take away pain and works on back pain and so forth. There's wonderful pads that this one I have is from Austria. It's quite extraordinary. And it's energy medicine. And so, yeah, being able to tap into the body non-invasively and see disease before it manifests. The biggest problem we have is we're not looking for trouble. We wait for a diagnosis. When you get a diagnosis of breast cancer or prostate cancer, you've had it for 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 years. And it takes that much time to double and double and double. And radiation? Radiation is abominable. Our doctors only use radiation to save a life. If necessary, you know, if they have water on the lungs and radiation will help, you use it that way. Otherwise, radiation causes cancer. Thermography is the way to go. Temperature testing for breast cancer, not mammograms. John Goffman, who was with the Atomic Energy Commission, and he was a professor at Berkeley, said that most cancers are caused by medical x-rays. When you go to the dentist and they're going to photograph your mouth with an x-ray, they put a lead sheet over your sexual organs, and then they run like hell. Why are they running? Because the x-ray kills cells. And when you do yearly mammograms, you're causing cancer.
So all of the ways that we have of living are so far from the natural means of living. So in other words, it's like we have to come full circle. All the things that we've done for convenience, for expediency, for, you know, to have your cell phone, to have the microwave, to eat the processed foods, it was all designed to give us convenience. But really, in the long run, these ways of living are killing people.
It's exactly true. That's the bottom line. And until we clean up our government, nothing will change. Fortunately, you've got this broadcast. And those people who have cancer and know people with cancer who tune in will educate themselves, because media will not do it to you. Oz has some very odd things. Some of the stuff he has is pretty good. Some of the stuff he has is medieval. But most television and newspapers take ads from Big Pharma. Listen to those ads. You listen to ads and take your eyes off the screen and just listen to the side effects. They're not side effects. They're effects. I mean, you take some product to go to sleep at night, and some of the side effects is death. It says so right on television. Or drugs, the SSRIs, they all have these violent side effects.
I listen to that, and I wonder who would say, yes, give me some of that, when you see these ads with 20 severe side effects.
Ask your doctor, you understand, but they do. And most people my age, I take no prescription drug whatsoever. I did have to take some antibiotics recently, and when you do an antibiotic, you should do a probiotic. It's essential. Yet physicians, most conventional physicians, don't mention that. The alternative doctors do. Got to reforestate the gut. The antibiotic will kill the friendly guys as well as the bad guys. So when I had some surgery for my mouth, I'm reconstructing my mouth now, I had to take an antibiotic because I had an infection. And it worked. So thank God. Look, I am not against mainstream medicine. I want you to understand that I would have been blind had I not had cataract surgery. I mean, there's great, great heroic surgeries that are done. You can't beat the emergency room for trauma. I mean, I had an accident the other day. I was hiking. I tripped and fell on a rock, passed out, and rolled down a hill, had stitches in my head. They're the best. They keep you alive. They take away your pain. They do incredible stuff. But, folks, you must separate that from degenerative disease. They have become legalized drug pushers. They don't know what causes the problem. They don't know what causes diabetes. We do. They don't know what causes heart disease. We do. They don't know what causes cancer. We do. Why do we do? Because we want to. How come? Look, this country is going to go bankrupt from the use of the cases of autism. The official case of autism in this country now is 1 in 88. I did a film on this called Greed, and I've studied autism. Autism is killing this country. Today, for every autistic kid, there's 100 or more that is obsessive compulsive or attention deficit. They're all higher on the spectrum. There's Asperger, which is higher. You know, they're more functional. 1 in 88 is the official. I have autistic physicians who treat and reverse autism telling me it's really 1 in 55. In 1970, it was 1 in 10,000. Do you hear any pediatrician yelling, what's causing it? Why don't we get down to the cause of it? We know what causes it. Because when we remove the causes, these kids get well from autism. The sooner you get there, the better. The younger, the better. But even 12-year-olds can be put into remission on autism.
While we're on the subject, so you're referring to vaccinations as being one of the main causes?
the vaccines. Now, they have taken out the mercury in some of them, but they put aluminum in. Aluminum in our water supply is one of the causes of cancer as well. It's one of the causes of Alzheimer's, they believe. The lack of nutrition in Alzheimer's. The use of phosphatidylcholine, which nourishes the membrane of cells. The cell membranes are the brains of the body. And phosphatidylcholine has worked for many cancer patients. It's unbelievable, and yet very few physicians are aware of it. But yes, if you want to detoxify, become pregnant, you know what postpartum depression is. The baby leaves with its hormones, and the mother's high and dry. She's been borrowing the baby's hormones. That's what postpartum depression is. And when the baby leaves, the baby takes with it many of the poisons that are in the mother. And so it may not be the vaccine, but it could be the fish with the mercury. And it's coming from coal plants in China or in this country. Nuclear energy is one of the major causes of cancer. How's that? And Google it. I mean, whatever I talk about, I can give you proof. Google Tooth Fairy Project. There are higher rates of cancer around every nuclear power plant in the United States. Philadelphia has maybe 13 nuclear power plants from New Jersey to New York to Pennsylvania and Maryland and all over feeding it. Has one of the highest cancer rates. And unfortunately, the black community is higher than the white community. I don't know why that is. But nuclear energy causes cancer. And the Tooth Fairy Project, it was a government study that's been shut down by the government. And read it. And I've written about it in my books. Every nuclear power plant downwind has higher rates. The counties that are downwind from every nuclear power plant have higher rates of cancer. And the Tooth Fairy Project proves it. Now, that is deciduous teeth, teeth that fall out of youngsters. And they would keep them. They kept them in Oklahoma, I think it was. And then when these children came down with cancer, by the way, when I was born, cancer was the 10th cause of death in children. Today, it's the first cause of death in children. It's more than accidents. So they would hold the deciduous teeth, and when children came down, they would take their teeth and check it for strontium 90, which is an element that comes from every nuclear power plant. Never existed on the planet before. Strontium 90. It goes up in the smoke you see coming up. It goes downwind. The rain brings it down to the ground. It has an affinity for calcium. Cows who have milk eat the grass. It's on the grass or the produce, but we eat the produce, and it goes into our body. And strontium 90 can cause cancer. But these are medical studies. Higher rates of cancer downwind from every nuclear power plant, and yet this government denies this. Shuts it down, doesn't tell the truth. That's why when Kennedy was taught this by the scientists, he put the testing underground many years ago. So it's almost impossible to avoid cancer, but you can try. You need the knowledge.
Right. You don't sound hopeful that we're going to get changes from the government anytime soon. So the best we can do, and what you are really leading the way in, is becoming informed. And not just knowing, but using the information, making the changes in our lives, being aware.
And looking for cancer early. It is a snap to reverse it with integrative medicine the earlier you find it. Don't wait for the stage threes and the stage fours. Look for trouble. And thermography is temperature testing. It shows the blood supply because cancer needs blood to survive. That's what feeds it, the sugar that comes through the blood. And so it shows up heat wherever you have feeding of the tumor. And so thermography is a test that's been proven to be more effective than mammograms. Mammograms cause cancer. Look for trouble. Look, using quantum physics, knowing products that will work with cancer, if you test for them, chances are you have cancer. And have the test done in Europe. The BioFocus. If you go on burtongoldberg.com and type in BioFocus, that's the German laboratory, the square block in Recklinghausen, Germany, where they are able to tell the doctor which chemotherapeutic agent and natural substances, not only the drugs, but natural substances that will target their circulating tumor cells. And this is unheard of in conventional medicine. It's in their textbooks, but the oncologists ignore it. You know, I call them crimes against humanity. That's what I call it.
Right. And you know, there is so much to know about this, and people, your website and books are a phenomenal resource for people to learn more about all of the things that you've been talking about. There has, in the past, been, you know, trepidation from people wanting to try alternative methods, probably because of brainwashing or, you know, we all grew up with thinking that the doctor was the authority, the ultimate authority, and to change that way of thinking for some people, especially as they get older, can be difficult. But we've had many speakers on this series say that they have seen a change over the past 2 years, even, with a different attitude, with an openness on the part of people, with a downright frustration with the way things aren't working in conventional medicine. I'm wondering what you're seeing in your work as you continue to research and consult with people. Is the tide changing?
Yes, gradually, but not in time to save humanity. I don't hear the oncologist screaming, "What causes cancer? You mean we can go to the moon and we don't know what causes cancer?" It's absurd. When you look at the computer, what you hold in your cell phone in your hand, the smartphone, what that does, and you realize how medieval the conventional treatment of degenerative disease is, it's appalling. I don't hear pediatricians yelling, "What's causing autism?" They keep their mouth quiet. Because they can make their payments on their cars and they can put their kids through college and it's let everything alone. At 87 years old, I have to tell the truth. And I've been telling the truth for the 25 years that I've been doing books. I've done about 25 books, all with 5 stars from Amazon.com. I don't sell book anymore. But I do films. And I did one on depression, anxiety, panic, and addiction, and stem cells. I'm very knowledgeable in stem cells and in regeneration, and I go to places and I do them myself, and it's one of the reasons I'm in the shape I'm in at my age. And I have very few friends left because most of them passed over. The one story that will convince the unconvincible is when you tell them about using sugar to carry the radiologic molecule into the cancer cell. There's a disconnect. And that's true. And yet they're never told by their oncologist. And that's one of the most poignant facts that can change minds. Yes, there's a lot of peer pressure by the family. You've got to go conventional, you know, Sloan Kettering and MD Anderson, they know everything, and Johns Hopkins and so forth. The truth of the matter is, much of what I just talked about, they're ignorant of, don't want to hear, and when they see the patient in remission, whatever you're doing, do, but they never ask, what did the patient do? They don't want to know. They don't want to rock the boat, because if they rock the boat, they get drummed out of the core. They can't pay their bills anymore. And then they come after holistic physicians. That was Suzanne Summers' magic. What an incredible human being she is. She did more for alternative cancer than any other human being on the planet. I mean, I did a 1,100-page book on cancer in 97. I didn't have her celebrityship, but not only is she bright, but she put together all the doctors that were castigated by conventional medicine who are reversing cancer. using their systems. Everyone's a little different. And so my job is to know who does what, where, when, and how for what type of cancer and where to send people so that they can live happily ever after.
Yes, and I know Suzanne Summers was criticized quite a bit. I mean, even on, I saw her interviewed on some national media, and she was not really welcomed with her information. So she's a brave soul, and she did a tremendous amount for the field of alternative medicine.
Yeah, and also on the hormones, and everything is connected. No, she's extremely bright. She's very, very thorough in her work. And we owe a debt of gratitude in the world of alternative medicine because she is one of the major reasons more and more people are looking towards integrative and alternative. I use the term integrative because before I didn't believe in chemo. Now I do, but not the way conventional medicine does it. Can you imagine treating a disease like cancer where you vomit and your hair falls out? It's insane. And they still do it.
Right. And fortunately, you are bringing forth alternatives for people. What keeps you going, Burton, at the age of 87, with so many signs that things aren't going to change for the most part? You keep that passion and that fire going with a ray of hope for people. How do you keep doing this?
Because I get letters. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I was given up for dead, and I am living happily ever after. And so I'm able to bifurcate my life. It has to be a soul mission. You have to have the soul for it. And I was born that way, and I think I'm lucky.
Yes, and a soul mission can be really important for people with cancer also. Don't you agree that if they have find their soul mission, that that will help them to heal and to have the passion for life that you have?
That's true. And knowledge is power. They need the knowledge, and that you can't get it all over. It's not available. The mainstream media, who takes ads from big pharma, big agriculture, big chemical, all of these things contribute to this holocaust of cancer. When children today, the number one killer is cancer, not accidents. We've got to take stock. We've got to look. We've got to demand that the government finds out what causes it. We know in alternative medicine, and the really job is to find doctors who are smart enough to detoxify the body, to drain the swamp, remove the thorn, and God will heal. And feeding the body the right food, because it is your immune system that's going to save your life. Look at the lymph system, the seat of the immune system. It's ignored by conventional medicine except to remove it when they find it in the breast and it's near, they remove the lymphs. But they pay no attention to the lymph system. It is the garbage removal system of the body. And I recommend the light beam generator. It's a device that fractalizes molecules and gets the lymph system going again. Your garbage removal. Lymphocytes come from the lymph system. And yet mainstream medicine ignores it. So in degenerative disease, conventional medicine fails. That's where you want to use integrative and alternative medicine. In the emergency room and trauma and great heroic surgeries, you can't beat conventional medicine. And it's up to you to understand this so that you can keep your loved ones alive.
And fortunately, we have you paving the way with all of your great information, Burton. I would recommend that everyone go to burtongoldberg.com because you have such a resource of movies, of books. You just have so much information and resources for people that you've spent 30 years researching. So thank you so much for your tremendous contribution to the field of alternative medicine, for being an inspiration, and for being with us today. We really appreciate it.
God bless you, Jean, and everyone out there.
Thank you, Burton. And thanks so much to everyone joining us today and spending your time with us. We look forward to the next time on the Cure to Cancer Summit.
Thank you for joining us for the Cure to Cancer Summit, brought to you by our producer, Nathan Crane, and the Panacea community. If you are unable to listen to all our interviews, we invite you to upgrade your account at thecuretocancersummit.com/upgrade. Add all of the wisdom in these life-changing interviews to your personal health library, and 5% of all proceeds go to Panacea Hope, a nonprofit foundation creating healing and hope for families in need. That's thecuretocancersummit.com/upgrade. Thank you for telling your friends about us. We appreciate your continued support. Stay tuned for more from our expert speakers.
The moderator has left the conference.